Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We continue in our search to uncover the virtues and the blessings of the month of Ramadan. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam would constantly be there to reassure and to comfort and to encourage the Sahaba ikram to do to achieve the best that they could possibly achieve, to improve their conduct, to transform themselves and to become better individuals, better humans and better Muslims, better neighbors, better in every single capacity. Therefore, this particular hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam really pushes us and encourages us to become the best that we can in order to receive the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated that, O people, whoever among you improves his conduct during this month will have a safe passage on the right path when many feet will slip away. Subhanallah. And whoever among you decreases the burden on his servant, and this can also include your family members as well, or your loved ones, or your employees, whoever among you decreases the burden on his servant will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by him decreasing his reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever among you abstains from harming others will be spared the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he meets him on the day of Qiyamah. It's very easy for us to be short fused during the month of Ramadan, to get angry very quickly, but no, we need to really control ourselves and remain calm and composed. If we do that and prevent other people from receiving our harm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also spare us from receiving his anger on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever among you is generous to an orphan will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being generous to him on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Generous to an orphan, generous to a widow, generous to a poor person, a faqir, a miskeen, generous to your neighbors, your family, your friends, your siblings. Generosity is inclusive of being generous to all people. Subhanallah. Whoever among you improves his ties with his relatives will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including him in his mercy. Subhanallah. Again, in this month, this is a month of not just individual worship but communal worship as well, for you to remain connected and engaged with your family members in order and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a consequence will also include you in his mercy. And whoever among you severs his ties with his kin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold his mercy from him on the day of Qiyamah. So again, this direct connection that if you are merciful to your family and maintain your ties with your relatives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with his mercy. But if you sever your ties with your family and your kin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold his mercy from you in the dunya as well as in the hereafter. So it's lots of important things here for us to improve on, to look at our conduct, look at our behavior, look at our charity, look at our actions, look at our generosity, look at our family ties and relationships, and to strengthen them and to improve them. And as a result, we will receive so much blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam continues to say, whoever among you offers voluntary prayers, nawafil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree a clearance for him from the punishment of the fire. Subhanallah. So not just your obligatory prayers, but if you offer voluntary prayers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be exempt from the punishment of the fire of hell. Whoever among you performs an obligation will receive the reward of one who has performed 70 obligations in other months. Subhanallah. Obligation is fard upon you already, so you should receive the normal reward. But no, in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplying that reward by 70 times. Subhanallah. This is only due to the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these blessings have been placed for us in the month of Ramadan. Therefore, we should be eager to perform all of our fara'id, eager to perform our zakat, our sadaqat, and eager to perform all our nawafil as well. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam continues to say, whoever among you increases the sending of blessings upon me, i.e. sending durudu salam, abundant salatu salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the balance of his good deeds heavy when the balances will be light on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. So in the month of Ramadan specifically, if we increase in our salatu salam upon the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah azza wa jal, as a direct result of that, will make our good deeds, the balance of our good deeds, heavy on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And finally, the Messenger والسلام, states, whoever among you recites one ayah of the Quran will receive the blessings of one who recited the entire Quran in another month. Subhanallah. Look at these beautiful rewards and blessings of nawafil, of obligatory acts of worship, of keeping ties with your family, with your kith and kin, of improving your conduct and your behavior, of giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more importantly, of reciting one ayah of the Quran. You will receive the blessing of one who has recited the entire Quran in any other month. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to achieve all of these things, to improve our character, our behavior towards all of those that are around us, and for us to increase in our worship, our obligatory and nawafil worship, and to continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abundantly reciting the beautiful Quran. Jazakumullahu khairan.